Good morning and welcome to Looking South here on ICRT, our exclusive look at the central government's new southbound policy and its effects. I am Eric Gao, and today I'm joined by Moira Turley, director of the New Zealand Commerce and Industry Office, to talk about how the policy has affected ties with her country. Director Turley, welcome to the program.
Kia ora.
Director Turley, let us know what the trade situation was like between New Zealand and Taiwan before the implementation of the new southbound policy 2 years ago.
Well, you might be aware that in 2013, New Zealand and Taiwan signed an economic cooperation agreement, ANZTEC. So the growth in trade since then has actually been phenomenal. In New Zealand dollar terms, we've seen over 30% in growth of New Zealand exports to Taiwan, but you've also seen about a 27% in growth in Taiwanese exports to New Zealand. So there's been a massive increase in the amount of trade between us.
And since that was with the trade deal, but with the implementation of the new southbound policy itself, what policies or measures has the Taiwan government put in place to increase business ties even further?
I think the main thing for me has been around the effective implementation of ANZTEC. So what you need to understand about the trade agreement is that it provides a really comprehensive infrastructure for the connections between our two markets. So a lot of the growth in trade is really just about the solid work that Taiwanese officials and New Zealanders have put into ensuring that that framework continues to grow the trading and economic relationship.
Do you have any examples of specific businesses or specific industries that have benefited from the from this trade deal?
Yeah, of course. So at the Taiwan end, you'll all be aware of the prominence of New Zealand food and beverage, like our Zespri kiwi fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the New Zealand end, what you would see is a lot of Taiwanese products like bicycles, manufactured goods, steel, all those things that Taiwan's good at making. Now, you now have preferential tariff access into New Zealand's market on some of those goods, and the growth in trade on your side has happened as a result of that.
So we were just talking about goods right now. What about investment? Has there been an increase in bilateral investment in the other countries because of this?
I think that's a really good question. That's an area that I think we've still got some more work to do on. And a little bit about that is building profile in each other's markets. You might be aware that Air New Zealand will resume its direct flights to Taipei, Auckland, Taipei. And I think that's going to be really important in terms of building people-to-people connections and the business partnerships that investment flows from.
Well, speaking of people-to-people connections, how's the deal or the new southbound policy, has this increased ties in a non-business fashion, in education, in culture, things like that?
There's an incredibly vibrant cultural relationship between Taiwan and New Zealand. When you're talking positively about us, as happens through the new southbound policy, I think that emphasizes the connection. What we're finding is that lots of New Zealand cultural actors come up to Taiwan and find a very ready market here, and that's been supported by elements of the Economic Cooperation Agreement, again, like the Indigenous cooperation that happens under Chapter 19 of the agreement.
You were mentioning actors. What about education ties? Or I believe Taiwan and New Zealand have a working holiday program agreement.
Yes, we do. It's very popular with Taiwanese people. When we advertise it each year, it pretty much fills up immediately.
All right. So even with the new southbound policy, it's not going to help that much because it's already full.
The working holiday scheme, yes, but one thing we will be doing is looking to grow even further the interest in Taiwanese people visiting New Zealand. And New Zealand has a visa waiver program for Taiwanese people.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If you're just coming down to New Zealand for a business visit or for tourism purposes, you don't need to get a visa to enter New Zealand, which makes it really easy for Taiwanese to travel there.
This is not on the list of questions, but are there any specific tourism sites that you find are of most interest to Taiwanese travelers heading to New Zealand?
That's a really good question. I think Taiwanese people are interested in adventure tourism. I think you're adventurous, am I right?
I personally am not, but many of my friends are.
So I think what we're finding is that Taiwanese visitors to New Zealand are going there for our scenery. Mm-hmm. People know about the mountains in the South Island and Queenstown, and they also know a little bit about some of our volcanic landscapes, the geothermal sites in Rotorua in the centre of the North Island. But we've got some beautiful beaches and walking tracks, for instance, around the top of the South Island and down the west coast of the South Island. And we've also got lots of really interesting bike trails and fun things to do, like bungee jumping, which is where you tie a cord to your ankle and jump off a high point and bounce back.
Hopefully bounce back.
Always bounce back. We're very safety conscious.
All right, back on track here. Is there anything that you would like to see the government here in Taiwan do to further improve trade relations as it continues to implement the new southbound policy in the future?
I think it's really important for me that you continue to be a fantastic implementing partner under the Economic Cooperation Agreement. It always seems easy to get the quick wins from signing these sorts of things, but a lot of hard work goes into its implementation. So far, we've found Taiwan to be a really great partner, and I want that to continue. But I think also I'd be really keen to see lots of promotion of Taiwan as a destination to New Zealanders when we have the direct flights in place. So we've had a growth of over 100% in terms of Taiwanese people visiting New Zealand, and it would be great to see just as much growth in terms of the New Zealanders visiting Taiwan.
Yes, that would be great to see. Do you have any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up here?
Well, really, I think it's just to say that there is a huge range of things that Taiwan and New Zealand can do together. We have a solid connection based on us selling you lots of fantastic food and beverage products and you selling us fantastic mechanical products and bicycles. But there are lots of new areas we can cooperate, and I'm thinking of things like green energy, Taiwan's goals for renewable energy production, where we've got expertise in geothermal production to give to you, but also people visiting each other more often and taking advantage of the direct flights.
We've been chatting with NZCIO Director Moira Turley about the new southbound policy's effects on trade ties with New Zealand. Director Turley, thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
Thank you.
And that wraps up Looking South here on ICRT. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you for tuning in.